Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Snow outside, so that's exciting for April 21st of 2021. Apparently,
what is happening?
Yeah, set a record in Louisville for snowfall in April. I saw something that one of the meteorologists tweeted out that we are in record-setting snowfall here. So, yeah, yay!
That is literally bizarre.
I know. I had one of those moments where I kind of wake up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh, man, it's probably, like, super close to my the time my alarm goes off. And it was only, like, 10:45, so I was super excited. But my wife was like, hey, there's, like, 2 inches of snow on the ground. I was like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah.
It was just jarring.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I had to actually like brush off my car before I went into the radio station today. So yeah, wild. So if you're waking up and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard there was supposed to be some snow. I mean, nothing's on the actual roads. There's no accumulation on the roads because, you know, the ground was so warm, but like grass and maybe your car, yeah, you're going to have some snow. So, all right. Get it.
Okie dokie.
Let's get it.
Sweet.
Today we've got missed connections where it takes us to the parking lot at Target and then buying candy for your little brother's birthday party. So a couple different areas that we're going to dive into with missed connections.
Oh. Sounds innocent enough.
Yeah, sure. Innocent. Yeah. And then wait until we're going to get this listener on the phone a little bit later on here this morning, and she is engaged to her college sweetheart. It's like a storybook, okay. You know?
All right. Yeah. I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. Well, the other shoe does drop, and it's something that happened to her that's kind of making her question things. All right. So, we'll dive into that a little bit later on with group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. Plus your feel-good stories and setting the bar stories and all that coming up even this hour. Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So, this homeless Army veteran saved a guy from a burning vehicle after witnessing a head-on collision in Florida's Panhandle.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is crazy. Freddie Finkley was near an intersection with his girlfriend on April 7th when they saw the crash on a highway overpass near Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie ended up pulling 34-year-old Eric Lopez from the vehicle as flames were encasing the dashboard.
I saw smoking. That's when I ran down there. Then the flames started coming through the dashboard. I went in there. I tried. He said, leave. I said, no, I can't leave you in here. You're burnt up. So I fried his hand from the steering wheel, and the other guy came in. We picked him up and got him out and pulled him up the bridge.
Ow.
Yeah, the guy said, leave me. And he said, I can't leave you. You're going to burn. So I pried his hands loose. Isn't that crazy?
Dang.
That quick action obviously saved Eric's life. And Eric's grandmother met Freddie later on, thanking him for saving her grandson's life. And the police department called him a hero, too, saying it's not very often that people want to get involved anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see a situation. But he did.
That's
pretty
him.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and man, we have already started giving away tickets to the Derby and the Oaks with our Derby outfit of the day. Get that in WDJX.com. Whatever outfit you want, you know, whether it be an outfit to the infield, outfit to the grandstands, or whatever, we just want to see it there at WDJX.com. Click win, because today someone's going to get 2 tickets to the Derby. Then tomorrow, 6 tickets to the first turn bleacher seats at the Oaks.
Wow, that's worth over $1,000.
Yep. Ben, tell them what they get Friday.
6 first turn bleacher seats to the Kentucky Derby, over $2,000 in value.
I don't know who we had to do what to get these sort of prizes to give away.
What? Why did you say it like that? Why?
but let's just enjoy the fact that we have them. So
you know what? We're DJ X. That's what we had to do. We're DJ X.
Okay, sure. Yeah, WDJX.com. Click win. Get that in. Derby outfit of the day. All right, coming up next, it is a dinosaur setting the bar from Florida.
You know, dinosaurs in Florida don't typically go together, but maybe they should.
Maybe they should. All right, so that is coming up next. All right, we give you setting the bar stories every single day that set the bar for your day very low, okay, rather than very high. So it should be something easily accomplished, right?
Sure.
Okay, I'm playing the Jurassic Park theme. I'm going to go ahead and out the gate say, if you want to follow along, text us the word dino, D-I-N-O. D-I-N-O. Just text us the word dino, and you can follow along with this setting the bar story, okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know if you can manage to make it through the day without catching a dinosaur running through your yard on your ring camera. You're doing okay.
This is crazy. That is, like, full-on crazy.
I've watched
this. But, oh my gosh, I'm watching the video, too.
I've watched this video probably a dozen times. And yeah, this out of Florida, where Christina's like, hey, I got to show you some home security footage. And this shows what looks like a baby dinosaur running through her backyard in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and she says, you know, any animal we can come up with that would be walking at 3:40 in the morning wouldn't walk this way.
Yeah.
She's like, I've seen Jurassic Park lots of times. I see a raptor or other small dinosaur, and she's legit, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, like a velociraptor. It kind of looks like a velociraptor with the tail on hind legs. So, like, what it was is no one's sure.
Yeah, it's a raptor. No, there is some sort of underground Jurassic Park happening in real life. Didn't we hear that Elon Musk was maybe considering this?
Yeah, because that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe he started that in Florida. And it just ran across this lady's yard in Palm Coast.
Yeah, other people are saying, it's a bird. But why 3:40 in the morning would that be a bird? Uh-uh. Yeah, who knows?
Not with a tail like that.
So others were saying, you know what? This is an alien. So
UFO recently sighted. Guess this could be the CEO checking things out.
right. You know, out of Florida, where are you going to see aliens actually touch ground? Probably Florida. So, yeah, text us the word dino, D-I-N-O, and we will send you the video so you can kind of see. But, yeah, I guess, setting the bar, try to make it through the day without catching a dinosaur running across your yard in the middle of the night on your ring cam.
Or not. It's kind of cool. I mean,
it is kind of cool, but
if you do, you got to share it like this lady did.
But also kind of terrifying in the sense of it's still out there.
100%.
Yeah. So anyways, setting the bar. Yeah, Amanda texts in and says, yeah, it kind of looks like a dog with something on its head.
Yeah, no. This looks like a velociraptor. That's the only correct answer. Yeah.
Kelly's like, no, definitely a dinosaur.
It's on our website, too, WDJX.com.
If you happen to be on Twitter yesterday and you're seeing, like, some of the top trending things, of course, the Chauvin trial verdict was one of the top trending things yesterday. But then there was also a guy by the name of Mark Johnson that was trending on Twitter. And you're like, who's Mark Johnson? And I think a lot of people were like, who's Mark Johnson? And why is this person trending?
I'm like, who's Mark Johnson?
So Mark Johnson is an unlikely internet hero. He is an Idaho news anchor. And why is he trending and why is he an unlikely obsession? Because his news station, KTVB, just tweeted out an article about him with no context other than just his name. So they literally tweeted a link to an article about him, like his bio, and just put his name, Mark Johnson, in the subject line. And so the internet went wild with this because the internet is the internet, right?
Okay, so is he really attractive?
No. No, or he just
there's
looks
no
like
picture? It's just his name.
No. I mean, there's a picture of him. He just looks like a normal like evening news anchor, you know, with graying hair and, you know, coiffed looks and all that stuff. And the internet just took it and photoshopped his face on everything had the meme with the couple laying in bed and the woman thought bubble going, I bet he's thinking about other women. And then the guy going, Mark Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, Mark Johnson walking into work tomorrow morning and just like the meme of all the people like cheering and Drake screaming and all. I mean, it is wild. Wow. It is
like,
wild.
What, was the internet bored? It sounds like it.
I mean, the internet,
when they do something like this,
grabs things that are the most random. And that's why, you know, when people try to make things trend, it never works. The internet decides what the internet will decide. And sometimes.
And it decided on Mark Johnson yesterday.
Yesterday, the internet shown a nice spotlight on Mark Johnson and his yellow and black striped tie and his gray suit.
Is there anything like spectacular in the bio? Like, do you click on it? Do you read about him?
No.
Do we learn anything? No.
It's literally just a most random and wild a ride on the internet.
We're just going to celebrate this guy just because we feel like it today.
Yeah. You know, and like the meme of the Mandalorian, the actor who plays the Mandalorian, you know, smiling and reading his phone, you know, it's like Mark Johnson reading all these Mark Johnson tweets when he wakes up, you know. And,
oh my gosh. It's seriously.
It's just so funny. So anyways,
I mean, you're just not safe anywhere on the internet. You could become a meme like tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, and if I'm going to become a meme and I'm Mark Johnson, this is the way to do it, because there's nothing bad about it. It's just random.
It's just weird and random.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you totally could. I mean, you're memeable.
Yeah.
Ben Davis. I mean, people could be saying the same exact thing. Just, you know, take out Mark Johnson, insert Ben Davis. Same thing.
I mean, I guess. So,
I mean, your beard is girthier.
It's
got way more personality.
It is a bit girthier. Well, he doesn't have a beard, so that's probably.
Well, there you go.
Anyways, we've tweeted it out, just the original tweet that started it all. So you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But
go on the journey.
The magic of Twitter and trending. And there you go. And that's why Mark Johnson was trending on 99.7 DJX. Whoa. The MTV Movie and TV Awards. The nominees were announced. And WandaVision on Disney Plus led all nominated TV shows, and for good reason.
You're still a super fan, right?
Yeah, I mean, I liked WandaVision.
I mean, you're not committing to the full Marvel universe, but you're committing to this show.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people said I would have enjoyed it more had I been well-versed in the Marvel universe, which I'm not, and I'm self-admittedly not. But WandaVision, yeah, led all nominated TV shows. With 5 nominations, Borat subsequent movie film led all film nominees with 3. Also getting some nominations, Bridgerton, Cobra Kai, which is pretty good there. Emily,
I'm into that one.
Yep, Emily in Paris, The Boys, and Judas and the Black Messiah, Promising Young Woman, Soul, and To All the Boys, Always and Forever. Of course, the MTV Movie and TV Awards going to go down on May 16th. Now, I don't know if you know this, but this Sunday is actually the Oscars, which they've been trying to figure out how to make award shows more palatable to watch, because last year the Oscars were a dismal failure in that like barely anybody watched.
Yeah, every award show since has been a dismal failure.
Mm-hmm. This year they're going to make it almost like a film or a TV set, and they're going to rotate people in. People who are speaking are not going to have to wear masks while the others around will, but they're going to really take it more like a movie set, and that's kind of what they're saying, and they're going to produce it like that to make it more appealing. And they're going to allow more time for the acceptance speeches.
Oh no!
So
I'm out. I'm out.
I don't know if you were in to begin with, but
I was never in to begin with.
They were just saying, "Hey, you got we're going to start giving you the rap music at about 45 seconds. Now, they're like, I think the people just need to hear more of the acceptance speeches.
You know, they don't. No, they do not. Them getting up on their little soapboxes is not what we want to hear. That's why we don't tune in.
The actor.
Haven't they figured that out yet?
Telling a story or
no.
or saying why this is so special to them is going to be what makes people tune in more. So we'll find out, I guess.
No, it is not. You know what? Bring back musical numbers. You remember when they used to start the Oscars with like huge, elaborate musical numbers? It was a show.
Yeah.
Not just actors fawning all over each other. Like, I feel like if the pandemic has done anything to us, it's reorganized our priorities when it comes to our entertainment.
There you go. So the Oscars are on Sunday, by the way, and I guess we'll find out how well this whole plan works when the ratings come out on Monday or on Monday the next day. So coming up next, it is Missed Connections, and we scour the internet every single week for these instances where people maybe have a connection or they felt a connection, but they weren't in the right space to get a name or number and follow up. So they go to Missed Connections and they try to reach out that way.
How else do you find your soulmate?
That's right.
When you just let them walk out of your life at Target.
Target parking lot or in the candy store. that's coming up next. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And every week we scour the internet and we look for people who had a connection in real life with someone, but for whatever reason, they couldn't get a name or number.
And they just walked right out of their life. This is their second chance.
Yes.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Can I go first?
Yes.
Okay. This is a woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
To my sweet tooth.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I was the candy girl employee with the white knee-high socks and enhanced lips.
Enhanced lips?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to pucker up a little bit more. You were the guy looking like a One Direction band member wearing the True Religion jeans. Tight fit.
Oh, okay. What year is this?
I'm not sure. Sounds hot, though. I walked over to you and asked if you needed help. You said you were looking for some sweets that would be good for a kid's party.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't believe you. I think you were just there to ask me out.
Gotcha.
Second of all, I played along with your silly little game and told you there were only two things in the store that were good for a kid's party. Pop Rocks, and the other thing wasn't for sale. Winky face.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
After that, you said you just wanted the Pop Rocks.
Yeah, okay.
So I teased you back and said, are you sure? You said you were pretty sure.
Yeah.
Playing hard to get. I love that. So I said, what if I gave you half off that special other thing?
For a kid's party?
You laughed and said you only wanted the Pop Rocks.
Okay.
So I got what you were saying. And I rang you up. And I gave you my number, winky face.
Wow. She's aggressive.
I hope you weren't playing hard to get. Don't even try, because I invented hard to get.
Okay.
Sounds like it, right?
Right.
Seriously, the next time you come back to the store and want that other special thing, it might be sold out.
Oh, no.
But it might not. Come back soon. LOL, winky face.
You may not be able to get it, but you might.
But maybe you can. I don't know. Just ask.
Oh, gosh.
It better be tomorrow.
This is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Okay, this is titled, Let Me Be Your Donatello, Man for Woman.
Oh, okay.
You were the shapely blonde carrying the extra large bag of cat food in the Target parking lot. I was the ginger-headed bro with the giant Ninja Turtle slippers in my cart. I think you noticed them, so I said, cowabunga, in a sexy voice.
Oh my god. I wondered if we were going in this direction. We are, and I'm excited.
You looked at me weird, so I repeated a little louder, cowabunga, dude.
Oh my god.
And gave you the hang loose sign. Oh my god. You obviously don't know Ninja Turtle speak, because you muttered something about me being a dumb surfer under your breath, but your lame comments only sparked the fire inside my inner turtle.
Oh my God, he's calling himself a turtle?
When you tried to leave, I laid across the hood of your car. And asked if you wanted to share a pepperoni pizza with me and my brothers Leo and Mikey.
What? Oh my God.
You then yelled to get off your car. And that you're not that type of girl interested in multiple partners.
Oh, wow. Okay, good for her. Oh, wow.
I replied back, chill, senorita. I was just trying to get you out of your shell.
Oh, more turtle talk.
Ha ha. As I busted up laughing at my own joke, you peeled out and left me on the pavement with a few minor scrapes and cuts.
Ow! Wow.
Maybe... if you see this, you'll realize you freaked out over nothing.
No, she's not going to realize that.
And missed on the opportunity to get with a ripped adult who loves superhero animals.
Oh, wow.
Hit me back or find me in the sewers. LOL. Signed, Donatello, a.k.a. Philip.
Philip, Philip, the Ninja Turtle of Love in the Target parking lot. I cannot. I can't. I really can't make that up.
You know, when you find that special someone in the Target parking lot or in the
on the hood of your car.
On the hood of your car.
On the hood of your car. Seriously?
Yeah. What else are you going to do other than go
drive
to,
away.
Drive away. What she did,
that
right.
is what you do. And she did the right thing. And don't come back. I'd go to another Target. Sorry. Sorry, Tarjay.
But what if that's your Target?
No, I'm going to another one.
All right.
It's not worth it.
That was Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh, wow.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us. Text line 502-571-9970. If you missed Connections, you can always listen back on the podcast at WDJX.com or it's posted on Facebook at 99.7 DJX. Christina says, I think this dude had an awesome sense of humor. Talking about the Ninja Turtle guy. I kind of want to read that back with the normal voice. If he had cowabunga'd me, I would have totally responded, dude!
No way. It would have worked. Well, you know what? Maybe he should give up on Target parking lot girl and get Christina's number.
Yeah.
Love it.
Randy says, I'm not the blonde, but I would have totally found that hilarious and went for pizza with him. I understand Ninja Turtle speak, LOL.
Get out. The Ninja Turtle guy is getting some love.
I'm telling you what, maybe he's onto something and maybe he just found the wrong woman there in the Target parking lot.
Okay, I will concede. If he's like Ryan Reynolds hot and he's draped over my hood, I might not be as mad.
Okay. Well, he did say he was ripped and he liked adult superheroes, so there's that.
Okay, all right.
Then
superhero animals, he said.
We got a message from Shannon who said, I went to the zoo on Sunday. Long story short, because of Ben, I knew the seals were mating. I wonder if that's because we've played so many times the sounds of mating seals or the sounds
of... There's been a lot of learning.
Yeah, mating animals like that. Which, by the way, seals real quick.
Oh.
So there you go. My hubby said, wow, honey, is this what you do on your morning commute?
Yep.
No shame.
Learning. Hashtag education. Hashtag knowledge.
Yep. No shame there. I don't know. And maybe you can fill me in on the context of this. But we got a text yesterday from Jake from State Farm said, world, I bet you can't use girthy, wetness, hang time in the same sentence. Ben, hold my beer. Did I do that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
You did. That happened yesterday. You can listen back to the podcast.
Okay.
Relive it.
All right, maybe that slipped my mind. All right. So, yeah, if you want to text the show, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. That you can message us on Twitter or Facebook and then always text the request line 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Just a reminder to reach out to people. And I say this because I realized that I am not the good friend. You know, like there's always like in a relationship, I feel like, especially a friend relationship, there's the good friend who always reaches out and initiates things and stuff like that. And then there's me.
So you just kind of sit back and wait for people to reach out to you.
I don't.
You're not the one like saying, "Hey, you want to get together this weekend?" Or "Hey, how you been?" You're not that guy.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be necessarily, but I realize I am. One of my good friends who just recently reached out. He and I. I've talked about him before on the show, you know, have gone back years, you know, like college roommates and things like that. And so we've always kept in touch, even though we haven't lived in the same city for a long time. But, you know, he just recently texted me and he was like, "Hey, you know, let me know when you're going to be in town, you know, love to get a drink with you, et cetera, et cetera." And I just realized, you know, as I saw that come across my phone, just like, man, like every text conversation that I scroll up and I see was kind of initiated by him. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I got to get better about that. Like this is, one of my best friends and I'm sitting there, you know, just responding to text messages that he sends. And so I only say that to realize that one, it's more self-reflection, like, okay. So I'm that guy. I am that guy who is not initiating as much as maybe I should, especially, you know, the past year everybody has had. It's like, we've been talking about the past year. Like, it's important to reach out to people and to say, "Hey, you know, thinking about you and everything." But I haven't been doing that. So.
Well, yeah. And that's the toughest thing. Like, my sister and I, we seem to only get to talk to each other when we're driving because we have, like, super busy schedules. She's always, you know, and her schedule is like opposite of mine.
Right.
So that's difficult. And I think things like that always get way more difficult when you do like emerge into adulthood. You start your career. You get married. You have kids and life takes over. And, you know, we've talked about that several times, like my husband and I, about, you know, the people that we used to hang out with more on a regular basis or check in with on a regular basis. And then you go for a really long time without seeing or talking to each other. But right. I think that's just, you know, everyone kind of gets caught up in their own life. And you do have to remind yourself to reconnect.
So this is my reminder to you. Just text that person, you know, you know who I'm talking about. It's that friend that you're thinking about right now. And you're like, "Hey, you know what? I haven't done that." So because I realized because he had sent me a picture of himself. And this is a far cry from some of the pictures that he and I have exchanged, but he sent me a picture of himself and he has a beard like me now. And I'm like, holy crap. And like that takes a while to grow. And so,
it's been a long time since you've seen his face.
Yeah. It just goes to show you. So anyways, again, just more of a, hey, reach out, text that person, let them know you're thinking of them. And
or at least on social media, I've kind of like ended up like transitioning to a lot of the people, especially that live, you know, all over the country. I end up like keeping up with them more on social media. It's like I always joke that I stalk them all the time, but that's how I kind of like watch their life and kind of keep up with them is on that. So whichever way you can do it, if you're interacting on social media, if you're texting, if you pick up the phone and actually have a conversation, which nobody does anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a really good reminder.
Yep, there you go. Every hour throughout the morning, we do this. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Not sure if this is a feel-good or setting the bar or kind of both, but...
Okay.
A 5-year-old little girl won a staring contest with a bobcat in her backyard.
Okay, I think it's a feel-good because she didn't get injured, right?
Exactly. Yes, that's the feel-good part.
Okay.
But, you know... So we go to Colorado for this one where little Ryan, she came in, told her parents, Eric and Nicole, that she just saw a giant cat in their yard.
Uh-huh.
And they just kind of thought it was a regular house cat and maybe she was being a little dramatic.
Sure.
But they decided to check the security camera footage. That's when they saw Ryan riding her big wheel and coming face to face with a bobcat.
Wow.
Yeah, it was chasing a rabbit. And it just stopped in its tracks, looked at her. They stared at each other for 22 seconds.
Oh, dang.
Before Mr. Bobcat turned and ran off.
Okay, so this is on the heels of that other video where a bobcat, it was a rabid bobcat. Did you see this? Where that attacked those people outside of their house, just in their driveway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that, you know, thinking about
was
that.
Was it like attacking the woman and like yes. and her husband was like grabbed went it and then, got it off of her?
Yeah. And then threw it in the yard for sure. So yeah.
Like,
so that.
Get you a husband that'll protect you. Rip a bobcat off your face.
Yeah. So this is this is pretty fortunate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bobcats can be really, really dangerous. And apparently, according to, you know, the experts there, they are found all over the state, but they're pretty secretive and they typically don't like wander into backyards a lot.
Okay. Dang, that could have been.
She said that she gave him her creepy stare.
Oh.
And now apparently she thinks she's the bobcat whisperer, which I'm sure the parents are going to sit down and say, nope, nope, nope. We're not going to like try to do that on a regular basis because it's dangerous.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll call this a feel good because she gave him the creepy stare and.
Yeah. And he ran off.
And was good.
Hashtag winning.
Okay.
We will tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So, you're engaged. Everything is great. Then something happens and you're questioning. We're going to talk to, and we're giving her a fake name, Jennifer, coming up here in just about 10 minutes.
We may be talking her up the ledge, maybe? Yes or no? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Group therapy coming up here. You know, sometimes you just need the opinion of other people, and you're not sure where to go, so you come to us. Shoot us a message, Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out to the group, see what we can do for you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So, by request, we're going to change your name. We're going to call you Jennifer. Is that cool?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, you messaged us, and I wanted to get a hold of you to kind of walk through what you're dealing with here.
Yeah. So I recently took a flight for business.
Uh-huh.
And we were headed to Chicago with a layover.
Sure.
And I was next to a guy, and me and him struck up a conversation. You know, it was fluid. It just kept going, and, you know, we just vibed and connected.
Yeah.
And we actually both had a layover in Chicago together,
mm-hmm.
and we decided to go get dinner together, and that went great. You know, just still, you know, no awkwardness, just kept talking, and just completely a great connection.
I mean,
and
this sounds like quite the circumstance, you know?
Yeah, it was crazy because I usually don't even talk to people usually on the flight. I'm usually just working.
Yeah.
And not even trying to talk to anybody, but it just came so easy that it just happened. And we actually ended up on the flight back to our destination as well. So we sat next together again,
mm-hmm.
and we just kept talking, and it kept going so good that I couldn't believe it. But then we got to our destination and we walked together to the parking garage, and we actually started making out.
Okay.
And, you know, led to us, of course, exchanging numbers, and we've steadily been, you know, talking and text messaging like every day.
Now, Jennifer, this is all kind of crazy, and it'd be a wild story, but tell me what you're dealing with now.
So I'm engaged.
Not to this guy, right?
No, right. I'm engaged to the guy I've been seeing since college,
mm-hmm.
and the wedding's booked. We have a big guest list. Everything's paid for. You know, the mm-hmm. date's set. It's serious, and yeah. I don't know what to do now because I'm really confused, and I was always that girl that I played by the rules, you know.
Yeah.
I never got in trouble. He was really the only guy I ever dated and made out with, so.
Until this guy on the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm really struggling with that because I've never felt this way before, and I know it sounds cold, but I haven't even felt this way about my fiance.
Do you think you were getting a little bit of cold feet and you allowed yourself to be open to this experience?
I mean, I don't think I would call it being open. It just happened, you know. It just happened, and it felt so good, and it felt right that, you know, and I'm just completely confused.
So now
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're just wondering, what do I do with this? If I'm calling a spade, I cheated on my fiance by making out with this other random guy, and now
you have
mixed up feelings. All right. Well, I got a lot of people already texting in 502-571-9970, and Jennifer, we will try to steer you in how to figure this out.
Yeah, that would be a great help, because I'm struggling.
All right, thank you.
I can't really tell if she really wants us to talk her off the ledge and tell her to get married, or if she wants us to tell her to break up. I was really trying to, like, see if I could hear some sort of an indication from the way she was telling the story.
Yeah.
About which way she, like, really wants us to tell her to go.
Yeah, because people will tell on themselves. And so I think when I was hearing her, almost wanting her, or thinking that she was wanting us to say, you know what, YOLO, go after this guy. I don't know. Brandy says, hey, if she's not happy with who she is, then she should leave. But she cheated on her fiance, so she should tell him. Well, then there's that.
Yeah, a lot of people are mentioning that. Gia said she's definitely not ready. Don't go ahead with a wedding because you've already sent out invitations. That's exactly what I did. 4 years of being unhappy because I didn't want to disappoint the guests. I divorced him. Wedding $15,000, divorce $6,000.
Mm.
Yikes.
Okay. I'm going to toss the phone number out. 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. Yeah, we talked to Jennifer, who had a moment, we'll say, with a guy she met on a flight for business, ended up making out with him over by the parking garage, and she's engaged. And now she's all confused and wanting to know if these feelings are an indicator she shouldn't get married. She's like, I don't know.
Well, her fiance, she's been with since college,
yep.
And he's basically the only one that she's ever been with at all. So mm-hmm. I think that's a big reason why now she's starting to question everything.
Sure. Alice is all like, I called off a wedding 6 weeks before the date. This is the rest of her life. She doesn't know anyone anything, as in no obligation to go through the wedding. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Jamie said, same situation, kind of. I gave his ring back the next day, and we never spoke again. I don't regret not marrying him. Mm. It was a sign that he wasn't for me.
Wow.
Yikes. There's a lot of people that are all like, you know, quick to call her a cheater and say, you know, he deserves better and all of that. But then Anthony is kind of rolling in. Sounds like she needs to branch out, as her fiance was her first boyfriend. Sounds like cold feet. Doesn't matter if things are booked for the wedding. Mm-hmm. If your gut says go for this airplane guy because of the connection, go for it. You don't want to get married and regret it later and get divorced because you're not happy. If there's any doubt of getting married, it's okay to step back, figure out what will make you happy. You only live once.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and Charisse is like, at least postpone the wedding. Go figure it out before you commit.
Well, yeah, and then there was another suggestion that, hey, have a conversation with the fiancé. If you guys are kind of like, you know, first for both, he might be feeling the same thing. Maybe at the very least you step back, reevaluate.
All right, so Crazy Joe's on the phone. He calls our show from time to time. What's your thought?
She just got a little tongue tickle with her tongue. Sucked some face. That's all she did. Suck some face, do some body grinding, and that is pretty much all she did. If she done ripped clothes off and did the nasty, that's a whole different thing. Tell her to go on with the wedding. That was nothing more than a hot thing in a hot second.
Okay, so Crazy Joe, you're saying, you know what, put that in your past?
Don't tell him.
Okay.
Because if she tells him, that's like, that's going to cause a whole bunch of trouble.
Okay.
Just put that in the past. That was one night stand, a fling of the last sexual moment. If she came through and said, I'm not in love with my fiance no more, this, that, and the other, give us explanations why she's not in love.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand that. But she's getting all upset because she did a little clothes burning? and make and suck face? Really?
All right,
oh my God! No, no, no! Just put it in the closet and go have her life with this young man.
Crazy Joe, I just never know what you're going to say whenever you call in. So I appreciate you. All right, buddy.
All right. All right.
See ya.
Holy cow.
So there's
that
one.
That is hilarious.
There's one for
We're
just,
all over the map with this one.
I know. I don't even know what to tell her. Like,
I don't either because I go back and forth because, you know, Joe has a good point. Like, if she now has figured out reasons she doesn't love her fiance, that's different, but she just seems like she's a little confused. I like this guy. I thought he was hot. I like to kiss him. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I shouldn't get married and throw away my future with this guy that I've had this long relationship with?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I get that maybe she is feeling the pressure of, okay, this is a guy I've been with a long time. I've invested a lot of time, and this is what we're supposed to do. You know, maybe she's having that as part of her in the back of her mind. Now, you know, if you want to do as Crazy Joe said, you know, hey, chalk it up to maybe cold feet and just, you know, don't throw away what you have with your fiance over just a little tongue-tied, kissy face stuff, something like that. I mean, maybe you go to him and say, hypothetically, if on that business trip, I happen to make out with the guy by
the parking garage. You don't say hypothetically because he's going to know. That's really the root of the question. Do we tell the fiance or not about this? Because I feel like we've been real back and forth. Like,
I know.
People have very strong opinions on one side, like break up with him or don't say anything or where are we? Where are we landing? Where are we landing? Because I feel like if you tell him, there's kind of no going back from that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the damage is going to be done.
All right,
and
well,
who knows? I mean, that might ruin trust
with him forever.
If you're not sure you want to completely walk away from this relationship.
I think if you decide to tell him, know that that's probably the end of your relationship.
Okay. I think that's fair. So she really has to fully evaluate, like, are you willing
to throw
to lose him
if
you decide to be honest? And who even knows if airplane guy is, like, down for a long-term relationship?
No,
like,
but I mean,
who knows where his head's at?
I think, in my mind, airplane guy is an object that opened her eyes to, oh, is this what I really want?
But he's not really a future path.
Yeah, I mean, in my thought, that's kind of what he represents in this. I did ask her to follow up with us with whatever she does. So hopefully we'll be able to get a follow up the latter part of this week.
She needs to do some soul searching, though, before she makes any sort of move. Like, I really think you distance yourself from all of it. You really dig deep in your soul and your heart and see where you see yourself down the road.
All right. There you go. If you want to chime in, Facebook is a great spot to do it, or you can always text 502-571-9970 with group therapy. Every hour throughout the morning, we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly Kay.
I am no stranger to embarrassing my kids.
This is true.
Okay, so this really resonates with me. It's a great video of a mom in Texas. She's adorable, by the way, and she has an amazing talent for yodeling that her kids don't really appreciate. I mean, amazing, right?
Ow!
Oh my God.
Why are you spanking me?
Because
why?
Because I'm spanking you so hard.
For what?
For a
That is great. That is precious.
Your kids totally mocking her.
My gosh.
And doesn't realize how amazing she is at that.
Yeah, she's really good.
I need a lady, oh, I need a lady, oh, I need a lady. Is that better?
Wow.
No.
How about this one?
And for her finale.
I need a lady, oh, I need a lady.
Wow.
Oh, I do like that one.
Oh, all right.
We do like that. Okay, all right. So we win her son over at the end.
That's
all right,
funny.
That's great. That Inside Edition featured the video. It's pretty great. And we have tweeted it. And it's on the website, WDJX.com. So check it out. She's pretty amazing.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. It's setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. All right? An easy goal for you to set for yourself, okay? So, going to jail is supposed to be rehabilitative for people. You know, you're supposed to learn what you did wrong and move on, right? So this setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a cop car the minute you're released from jail, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That is 100% your ticket back in, sir.
Yeah. Now, we have had those stories where, you know, people get out of jail and they're like, you know what? I like better inside, you know, and so they do something to get back
on. Too much pressure in the outside world, sure.
Cordell, he decided after being released from custody to nab a police car parked right there in front of the jail.
Well, they were just asking for it to be stolen then, right?
They were apparently just asking for it. Here's the thing. You're not going to get very far because it's a cop car. So,
yeah. They'll find that pretty easily.
He later was nabbed in an apartment complex about 10 miles away. And they asked...
Was that his goal? Like, was he hoping to get back in? Or did he just not understand that was a bad choice?
Well, so we don't know because the officer who got him said, you know, what kind of decision making you doing tonight, man? Why are you doing that? And that was the recording on the dash cam.
And did he say, I don't know?
Cordell just mumbled something unintelligible.
Usually when we confront our kids about a bad life choice they've made, their answer is, you know, when we say, why'd you do that? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a typical answer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe he left jail, was released, and then realized his ride wasn't there and was like, man.
This one looks available.
This one. Or, you know, we've all had that moment where you go up to a car that looks like yours and you try to open it up and you're like, why isn't it my key fob working? You know, why?
Absolutely.
And it's the wrong car.
Maybe he thought that it was a service they provided. Like, you know, if you don't have a ride when you leave jail, then you can take one of these.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, regardless, it wound him up back in jail. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a cop car the minute you're released from jail, you're doing okay.
Solid life lesson.
That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Honestly, I don't know where we left it with our group therapy, Jennifer. She's engaged and she's now having second thoughts because of a fling with a random guy that she met on a flight.
Yeah, and she's been engaged to her college sweetheart, who's pretty much been her only boyfriend. And I think a lot of people were just saying, first and foremost, she's got to figure out if she's still in love with her fiancé or just loves him and doesn't want to, you know, ruin the wedding that's kind of mostly been paid for and disappoint all the people. Like, are you thinking of going through with it out of obligation?
Right.
Or can you not picture your life without him?
Yeah, man. So, you can read all the comments and kind of throw your own thought in there because I did ask, her to follow up with us a little later this week, you know, either tomorrow or Friday and just let us know what's going down. And so, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get that from her, but you can hear back the entire call, the original call there, WDGX.com, click listen or anything that you may have missed up on the podcast, including the entire show, which will be up there in its entirety a little bit later on today. That'll about do it for us. Do you have anything?
No. Okay. The dogs are napping right beside me. They're like, Mom, it's time for you to be quiet. It's sleepy time now. All right.
All right, so have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.